This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. And Wayne, this is the time of year when magazines, newspapers, websites begin to list their best of the previous 11-plus months. We're no different. We're going to take a look through the rest of December at, I guess, what we consider the best, our favorites, starting with television this time.
Well, I thought we better start with television and save movies till the end because we won't get them until
right
into January. So if you're in Arkansas, your best of list is going to – you can't do your movie one until about February.
Well, and not just Arkansas. Almost any place that's not one of the bigger markets.
Right. You'd have to go to like Dallas or something
right
to get them. But yeah, I thought why not start with TV because we have a pretty good idea now how the year will shape out. And this is the I think it's been happening for a while, but this is the year that really made the statement that TV is where it's at now.
You mean the fact that traditionally for decades the television season has been seen as a September to May sort of thing, but so many cable channels now don't care as much about sweeps month, so television, there's new television throughout the year, new good television.
Yeah, and you know, from a historical perspective, TV was always seen as kind of under film. You know, it was always, well, what does an aging film star do? They go on TV, or what does you know, at the Golden Globes, they separate TV actors and put them up in
right
the far back of the room. And next year, you know, the Golden Globes are being hosted by Amy Poehler and the Oscars are being hosted by Seth MacFarlane. So it's proving that maybe film is becoming a little bit less relevant and TV is attracting the great actors, writers, and directors now because of cable and pay cable primarily.
The most watched shows on television are still unscripted. Sunday Night Football on NBC, talent shows like The Voice or American Idol.
Right.
But the most watched scripted show now in the target demographic, that coveted 18 to 49.
I know what you're going to say, and I can't.
It's The Walking Dead.
It's The Walking Dead, yeah.
It's shifted.
I don't get that.
But it's shifted off network. I mean,
that's
this
true.
Is also the year where we have seen, especially for dramas,
yeah, I
people
mean,
are
this
going
is
to
so,
cable.
With the exception of The Good Wife and on CBS, it's really, and maybe some people like Scandal on ABC, but the majority of good network drama has been found outside of that. PBS, which got a gift from God that they could have never anticipated to help their relevancy and their ratings, and that's Downton Abbey, I mean, which was an import. And then you go to HBO, which has been, you know, having Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire, Girls and Veep. And you go to Showtime with Homeland and
Dexter.
You know, that's the
Jackie
show. Yeah. Homeland's the show that, you know, just swept through the Emmys this year. And then AMC's got their run of Breaking Bad, and Mad Men finally came back this year after 18 months of being gone. And, you know, all of this was just such good quality television that it kind of, I think in a way, has caused people to maybe not go to the movies as much because there's so much good quality television. That doesn't mean that they're not going to watch The Kardashians or they're not going to watch a, you know, a
Real Housewives someplace,
Honey Boo Boo, but you know, there's such variety and it really is a standard that is it's impeccable right now.
So, your favorites of 2012?
Well, we have to say first a goodbye to some things that left us this year. You know, Desperate Housewives was a big show for a while on ABC, and that ended. And, you know, we started to see the whittling down of The Office, and it's ending. 30 Rock
right
is ending. But if I was to say, you know, best of this year from a comedy side, Modern Family, I thought their third season, although it did very well at the Emmys, was uneven. But the fourth season's been hitting it out of the park
yes,
this
I agree
year. And then new shows like Girls on HBO it was brilliant in Veep, and you know, there's so much good comedy that's found. Louis C.K. has his show, which is now going to go on hiatus, but it's worth discovering if you haven't seen it.
Right.
And then if you go into drama, I mean, you can take your pick. I really do feel like the one that rose above this year and everybody was talking about, of course, was Homeland.
And was that first season on this calendar year?
Because no, it was on last year. So the second year was on this year. But I think more people discovered it this year on demand and on DVD because of their sweep of the Emmys. But you had Mad Men, which was excellent. You had Downton Abbey, which was excellent, about to start its third season. Breaking Bad had its part of its final season was great. And then, like you mentioned, you know, the fanboys have their Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, right. Or there's so much good television out there.
Well, I think my favorites were, you mentioned them, they were on back-to-back for a few Sundays this summer, Girls and Veep, both yep. first-season comedies, incredibly different, but they were on back-to-back.
Those Girls starts again in a few weeks.
Right.
And I saw their trailer the other day, and it looks amazing.
Those would be my two, I think, favorite shows. And then I'd have to say one of my favorite television moments of 2012 was when Louis C.K. hosted Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And his monologue, which was basically a routine, a stand-up right. routine, was one of the best that the show has had in years.
Well, and if you want to talk about that, you know, the some of the reality and scripted reality or improv-type shows, Daily Show, Saturday Night Live, of course, they had the election, so it was a right. field day for them. So we can only look forward and think 2013 is going to be good as well.
I think so, even if The Office and 30 Rock are gone.
That's okay.
Yes, it is now. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.